You're one step away from achieving an ultimate dream, and we're pleased to be joined by Jack Mateer of the 67s and the Gabriel Pizza Hotline this morning. How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Excellent. Really appreciate you getting up. How's 19-year-old Jack Mateer do at 6:45 in the morning? Are you awake?
Yeah, I'm awake. This is kind of routine for our team, so we're just getting ready to get on the bus and head to Windsor.
Okay, awesome. Before we talk about your season with the 67s, let's talk about either the call or the conversation. Who gave you the news that you're going to the World Junior Selection Camp, and kind of take us from there on that whole story?
I actually got a email and a call from the assistant coach, and he just kind of broke the news and said that I'd be going to the selection camp. And right away, obviously, I called my parents, and I was super excited. And it's always a good opportunity to represent Team Canada, so that's what I'm going to try to do.
Jack, what is the high you've been on since you got that call been like?
Like I said, I think I was just excited with my family, but I'm still kind of focused on what I'm doing here with the 67s this week, and then I leave Friday for the selection camp, so I'll focus on that when that comes. But like I said, I'm just kind of focused on what's going on here with Ottawa right now.
Oh, well, I mean, that's the right answer, Jack, but come on, what's the honest answer? You got to be super pumped up. Come on.
Yeah, like I think obviously the World Juniors is every kid's dream, so this is one step closer. So I am really excited though.
All right, good answer. So I mean, I'm sure you got a hockey crazed family. We see lots of stuff on social media from your parents and lots of relatives. They're just over the moon about your time with the 67s. Kind of take us through sort of Christmas time and that tradition of watching World Juniors. What do you remember any one in particular, any one moment, any one of the World Juniors that kind of sticks out in your memory bank?
Yeah, I think the 09 World Juniors in Ottawa. That's probably the one of the first memories that I have of watching the World Juniors. Jordan Eberle scoring. So since then, I've been watching it with my older brother and my mom and my dad, and it's kind of a tradition in our family. So I think, like many other families in Canada, it's the best time of the year.
Jack, what has it meant to be drafted by Nashville, which is a great development program, along with being with Coach Cameron, and how much of both of those situations helped you mature as a player?
Yeah, I think for the first question, in Nashville, it's a great organization, and it's a good spot for me to get drafted and develop my game individually. But for Coach Cameron, obviously, he has a ton of experience. He's been around the game for a long time, and he knows a lot of people. So he's a great tool for me to utilize and develop under.
Did your dad mention that David Poile had also drafted him way back when?
Yeah. My dad was drafted by Washington when he was in Washington.
Yeah, good stuff. How have you, as you think about your time here in Ottawa, you're now into your third season. Of course, one season was wiped out altogether. What sort of improvements are you most pleased with in your game over the three seasons in Ottawa?
I think just growing older, the confidence comes along with that, and also just my leadership skills off the ice and being a leader in the room to the younger guys. But I think just overall my confidence, and it allows me to make more plays with the puck and be more confident out there. So, yeah, just that and my leadership off the ice is two things that I'm pretty proud of since coming to Ottawa.
And, Jack, it's certainly a team game, and you have a better team this year. But, man, you're now a point-a-game player. You've gone from last year being like the weather minus 20 to a plus 25. That's incredible growth for a young man.
Yeah, like you said, I think it makes a huge difference when you're on a good team and winning. So, I don't pay too much attention to stats, but like you said, I think just the improvements are obviously really nice to see, and credit to our team too.
Mm. With Jack Mateer of the Ottawa 67s, he's heading on the road to the 67s and then off to the World Junior Selection Camp coming up on Friday. When you were in Nashville and you would have been to a few development camps, et cetera, have you ever had a chance to cross paths with Roman Josi? And what sort of things, if you have, has he talked to you about?
I think just small talk. Obviously, the NHL guys are kind of a little bit on their own compared to the junior guys and the American League guys, but just small talk with him, just trying to get to know him and stuff like that. But yeah, he's obviously a player that is a really good defenseman and someone to learn from.
Did you talk to him at all about hair care? I mean, he's a pretty handsome guy, you got to admit.
Yeah, I think he's definitely one of the league's best looking guys. I always see that on the NHL posting that.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. How, as you head to Windsor, and you mentioned you are focused on the task at hand, which is you've got one game, going to get on the bus here in a few minutes and head to Windsor and play that one game. Do you think it'll be hard to focus just on playing that game, knowing that, you know, on Friday morning you're heading to Moncton in the selection camp?
No, I don't think so. I think just being around the guys from the 67s, it's kind of a different mindset. So I think I'll play this game, and then after that I'll be worried about Team Canada and stuff like that.
What will it mean to you that you got a couple of teammates? Tyler Boucher is off to the American camp, and Vincennes Rohr is off to Austria's as well. If you make Team Canada, you have an opportunity to maybe play a game, or at least to see a couple of your teammates play in the tournament as well.
Yeah, I think that'd be a really great experience if we all made it. It'd make for a really good story, definitely.
All right, good stuff. Best of luck, man. This is an incredible opportunity. Congratulations on a great start to the 67 season, and we wish you all the best this weekend down at the selection camp, and hope to see you lining up on the blue line on Boxing Day for Team Canada.
Thank you, guys.